And now, back to Reinvention Radio. Here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
Alrighty, welcome to the New Media Minute here on Reinvention Radio. Steve Ulscher hanging out with Richie Ote. What's up, Richie?
Hey, hey. I'm excited.
Mary Goulet is off doing some volunteer work. God bless you, Mary Goulet. And White's holding it down in the studio over there. What's up, Wade? And Mom's here.
Hey, Steve.
Hi. My mom. We got Gail Zelitsky. My mom.
It's funny you mentioned Mary each of the episodes, right?
So, of course.
She's volunteering today.
She is.
Thursday.
She is.
But according to our listeners, she volunteers every day.
Every day. Because our show. Yeah. So just so it's clear here, and for those who are, you know, really trying to figure out how to leverage and monetize the power of new media, and of course we talk about everything that's, not everything, but a good chunk of things that are going on in the new media landscape. One of the things that certainly comes up quite often is the whole concept of repurposing. And this is what we do here on Reimagine Radio. We broadcast live every Thursday from 12 until 2 Pacific. And you can catch that feed at reimagineradio.com. And for those who have been rating and reviewing and subscribing to the podcast edition of the show, many, many thank yous for that. And it just kind of goes to this whole concept of repurposing here, because what we do is we broadcast live from 12 until 2, and we actually do it as a live radio show. So if you're familiar with radio, which I'm sure you are, then, you know, it's a function of having commercial breaks. And so what we do is we make each of the episodes, if you will, based on the segments of the show, right? So in the first hour, we will do a standalone episode, which becomes the sound off, and we do that in the first 12 minutes or so of the show. And that becomes a standalone episode, okay? Then we take a commercial break. The next three segments become the interview. So we then take those and create one episode from that. In the second hour, each segment becomes an individual show. So we've got the sound off. We've got What Is Your What Wednesday. We've got Soulful Sunday. And then we have the New Media Minute. And so literally in these 2 hours, we create six shows, and to Richie's point, so we're sitting here on a Thursday, and wait a minute, Mary is volunteering again. She's volunteering again. She's volunteering again. Yeah, so if you're listening to this straight through, then you're like, damn, that Mary never is in the studio, because it's What Is Your Route Wednesday, she's not there. It's Soulful Sunday, she's not there. That Mary is volunteering a lot. So anyway, we do talk a little bit about repurposing here, and that's just a perfect example of how you can use one period of time to create multiple pieces of content that can be released on a systematic basis. So 6 days a week, we actually do release the show. And that's just all good quality fun there for us as well. So, yeah. So, no, Mary has not been volunteering every day since we started, just here on this Thursday. All right. So let's talk about this, because we're super excited. And by the time you guys hear this, it will already have been wrapped up, and so we can do a recap during the next New Media Minute. But I want to make sure that we talk about the New Media Summit, which is going to start actually tonight. And so it'll start tonight, and then it'll continue Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So that's September 22nd through the 24th. And that's an event we're doing here in San Diego, and it's actually the first time that we're doing the event. And it's an interesting opportunity for folks to be able to meet one-on-one with the world's leading podcasters and be able to pitch them on who they are and what they do and literally leave the event with bookings in hand. So we'll see how it goes, because it's an experiment. For all intents and purposes, it is definitely an experiment because this is our inaugural event. And so come Monday or Tuesday, more specifically, we'll have a better sense of how it went. So hopefully our next report is very, very, very positive, and we will report back on that. But, you know, it's interesting, because part of what we want you to be aware of course, here in this whole new media landscape is the power of new media and how to connect with new media influencers and become an influencer in your own right. But at some point, those relationships have to come offline. I mean, in order to truly be an influencer, you can't just do it from behind a webcam. You can't just do it from behind a microphone. You have to get out into the world. It's how any good relationship is developed. And yeah, I got to tell you, from my perspective, it's super hard to try to get a forum with podcasters who you admire. Like, if you want to be a guest on their show, you could try to track them down, and you can try to develop that know, like, and trust factor, as T.R. Becker would say, you know, through email or through phone. But ultimately, the best networking approach of all, which is applicable, of course, in the new media space and in any space, is to actually go out and meet people face to face. And so what I want you to consider is, as someone who potentially aspires to be a guest on Reinvention Radio or be a guest on any of the shows that you know, that are out there in this whole new media landscape, it could be a blog, it could be a social media channel, it could be wherever, to be featured on one of those platforms, how do you develop real relationships with the decision makers? And so I just really wanted to throw out the, you know, this question to you guys, to you, Wade, and Richie, and Mom here, is, you know, what is the single best piece of advice you can give to someone who is going to an event like this and will have an opportunity to meet with people and connect with people? Or just what is the single best piece of advice you could provide for developing relationships with people of influence who you want to connect with? So why don't I start with you, Wade, since you're kind of jumping out of your chair over there.
Yeah. Well, simply make it about them. Don't make it about you. And just use it as a bonding conversation. They don't need to know everything you do. Mm-hmm. They need to get to know you. Mm-hmm. So again, just keep it a human, personal conversation with, again, a lot of attention on them.
Gotcha. Richie, what's your take?
I'd say the same thing in a different way. It reminds me of television and film. To be interesting, be interested.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. So is that why God gave you two ears and one mouth, Richie?
And two eyes? Uh-huh. Two nostrils.
Right. What do you think, Mom?
I think that you want to come prepared when you come to anything like this.
Mm-hmm.
You
so
really
what does that
want to
involve?
Create some questions. Mm. You want to know who it is that you want to talk to that fits you the best.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of plan out how it's going to work for you.
Mm-hmm.
To add to Gail's point, that's a great point. A lot of us podcasters are so busy that we don't always listen to other people's podcasts.
Sure.
And to Gail's point, I think if you could do research on, listen to other people's podcasts that you want to be on, mm-hmm. and be able to ask them a question in a way or covering something that puts them in a new light that no one else has ever asked,
mm-hmm.
right? Because if it's just the same old damn question, it's like, you could have looked up that on my website, you know? But I love that. Be prepared and kind of...
And think about why you are the right person to be interviewed by them.
Mm-hmm.
What's your fit? And mm-hmm. so if you can let them know what your fit is when you're talking with them
mm-hmm.
in your speed dating concept.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps let them know what is your what.
Ooh, now I love that. All right, so in the last 60 seconds here, favorite strategy for connecting with an influencer or someone who you want to meet? Richie?
Twitter.
Wait,
no,
what do you,
no doubt about it.
And what do you do on Twitter? You just retweet them, you quote them, you put little dots in front of it?
The very first thing I do of someone that I want to connect with is find something they're talking about mm-hmm. that I like and mm-hmm. I edify them in their work. And then shortly thereafter, I try to connect directly with them. No other social media can you.
All right, Wade, favorite strategy for connecting?
Well, I like Rich's because I can tell you what doesn't work is setting up a tent in their front lawn for a week.
So I shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah,
all right, Mom,
doesn't.
What favorite strategy?
You want to meet them at the New Media Summit.
Wow.
And then you want to connect with them on LinkedIn and mm-hmm. remind them why you are wanting to connect with them.
Awesome. All right, well, next time we talk, we will have been through the New Media Summit. We'll be able to report back on how that went, and hopefully I'll still be standing, and I won't be, you know, hung on the cross there, because I'm expecting it to be a rocking good time. We're going to have a lot of fun there, and of course, we'd love to have you at the next New Media Summit, and we'll be talking about that on the next episode here of Reinvention Radio. We'll talk to you guys really soon. Take care.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olsher, visit reinventionradio.com.
You were born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're in a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, then the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Olscher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step-by-step through Steve's proven formula that has helped so many people get on the right path and clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step to realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting thereinventionworkshop.com today. No more delays. No more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to thereinventionworkshop.com today. That's thereinventionworkshop.com.